Welcome to another KNGN special interview here on our Festival of Grace Charathon. With me on the phone, I have a special guest. Would you introduce yourself to our listeners and maybe give a little history and background for the organization you're going to be talking about?
Sure. My name is Holly Shear, and I am the wife of the Reverend Joshua Shear, who is the editor of Brothers and John of Steadfast. And we have four children. We live in Cheyenne, Wyoming. We started the site for kind of a spin-off of Brothers and John the Steadfast without really the political focus, and instead just a focus on vocation and theology and encouragement and support for women and by women.
So how long has Sisters of Katie Luther, how long has this been going on?
For about the last 18 months.
So if someone visits the site, what are they going to find there?
Sure. We have a ton of good material on a really wide, diverse set of subjects. And then all of it is written by different authors. And we have everyone from pastors' wives, we have deaconesses, we have school teachers, we have, you know, women with children, we have women with no children, just a really good cross-section of Lutheran women who have written about personal experiences and theology as it applies to their life and encouragement for other women undergoing hard times.
What are some of the topics that you guys have done articles on?
Sure. We've covered everything from, miscarriage to parenting difficulties. Cover a lot about just general encouragement about, you know, when things are difficult. We cover things about depression. We cover a lot of good things, too. We also cover kind of like a monthly roundup of the different holy days and activities you can do with your children if you have children. We talk about kind of the liturgy as it applies to your life when there's a holy day.
Do you guys cover any of sort of the vocational outlines of what it is to be a Lutheran woman there on the site?
We cover that a lot, actually. We talk about your place as, you know, a sister. We talk about your place as a wife, if you are a wife, as a daughter, as a mother. We talk about your place in the congregation, how you are actually supposed to be as a Lutheran woman. We have, if you're familiar with Mary Morby and Jean V, they wrote a book on vocation. Mary Morby posts on vocation sometimes for us. So vocation, I think, is a pretty strong focus on our site.
And I think it's really important to have a site like that, especially where there are a lot of other places that Christian women can find information that might not necessarily be biblically based per their vocation as a woman. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. I mean, there is so much theology on the internet, and so much of it is bad, or so much of it, you know, has a little bit of truth, but when you really start digging, there are things that are just not correct. We really set out to make something that, you know, you can read it, you don't have to sit there and worry about how it fits with the confessions and how it fits with the Bible. You can just have it be a positive part of your day.
This is kind of an interesting question, and it kind of came off of the top of my head. But what kind of damage or what kind of a role has feminism played in the effect on how Christian women perceive their vocations?
Sure. I think it really puts men and women at odds instead of, you know, we talk about the one flesh union that men and women, with especially in marriage, are supposed to complete each other. You know, the husband is supposed to love his wife totally self-sacrificially, and the wife is supposed to submit to her husband knowing that he loves her. And feminism really puts you at odds. Instead of knowing the other person loves you and wants the best for you, you're kind of out for yourself. I think it also puts women in a position where we really have been fed this lie that we have to do everything to matter. We have to have the perfect home. We have to have the perfect marriage with perfect children. And on top of it, we have to have this career that we excel at. And then we need to be involved in our communities. And maybe at the bottom of the list is church. And it's really flipped priorities. And ultimately, women, we lose. We can't do it all. We weren't supposed to.
So what would you say to people who would say, well, you're just demeaning yourself, or you're just putting yourself down, or you're not treating yourself as an equal to men, or whatever you can hear from a lot of different Christian theologists, theologians today?
Well, first, I think it's ironic to claim that part of feminism is women being able to do what they want to do and identify themselves as they want to do. but then they also come down on Christian women, real Christian women, for living out how they feel they ought to be. It's just, it's very backwards. Either women can be everything they want to be, even if that means submissive to their husband and really feminine, or they can't.
Yeah.
You can't have it both ways.
And it is so backwards and it's so upside down because it is very much not biblical. And a lot of people, I think they are not, they don't conceive equality in the right manner. They don't understand what submission is. They automatically think it's domination or it's slavery or it's when in reality it's more like the church in Christ, where Christ is completely providing. He is completely giving of himself in the most sacrificial way. And so we as a church then are 100% cared for, and we are submissive to him, but he doesn't just beat us and dominate us. And I think that's automatically where sort of the feministic movement goes when they hear actual feminine Christians speaking about these issues. Could you give some information for our listeners to go find more information about this Sisters of K.D. Luther, where they can go online or all that kind of stuff?
You can find out more about the K.D. Luther Sisters. We're on Facebook if you just search for Sisters of K.D. Luther. We have a website, obviously. It's katieluthersisters.org. There is an email account. It's katieluthersisters@gmail. We have people who want to ask a question or need clarification, or they would like to see an issue addressed on the site, but they don't want to publicly post on the site or Facebook about it, and the email is a really good way to confidentially do that. You can also, if you're already a follower of Brothers of John the Steadfast, we are linked to their site.
All right, excellent. Well, thank you so much for your time and your interview today. We really appreciate you doing this for us.